Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is the Brain Builders Podcast, and I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. And today we're going to be talking about heavy metals and how that affects your cognitive function later in life. So now the medical dogma, this is all according to Dr. Bredesen in his book, The End of Alzheimer's, the first program to prevent and reverse cognitive decline. The medical dogma holds that Alzheimer's disease is not caused by metals such as mercury, infections, hypothyroidism, low levels of vitamin D, or apparently anything else. Now, as he explained in Chapter 4 of the book, The End of Alzheimer's, there is clear evidence that cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's disease, is caused by an imbalance between synapse-preserving and synapse-destroying processes, and that dozens of factors can decrease the former and accelerate the latter, in many cases by acting directly or indirectly on APP, which are amyloid precursor proteins. The evidence is clear that APP responds to metals such as iron, copper, and zinc. So here's an example, a case study. This is Barbara. She complained of memory loss. She demonstrated deficits in short-term memory, word finding, and comprehension, and had difficulty with technological devices such as her iPhone and got confused trying to find her way even in familiar places. Her APOE genotype was APOE3/4. That means she had one copy of the allele from her one of her parents, which makes her 30% more likely to have Alzheimer's. Her PET scan had the marked hypometabolism in the temporal and parietal lobes that characterizes Alzheimer's. Her amyloid PET scan was positive, also compatible with Alzheimer's, and her MRI showed hippocampal volume at only 18th percentile for her age. She was 70 years old. Her inorganic and organic mercury levels were high, with the total mercury at the 95th percentile. Her excretion of mercury was markedly below normal, which is a likely contributor to her mercury toxicity. In medical school, they're taught to distinguish Alzheimer's disease from, quote, reversible causes of dementia. This idea is fundamentally flawed. However, because the reversible causes of dementia are themselves potential contributors to the very process we refer to as Alzheimer's disease. Barbara, Carl from earlier, and many others have symptoms and scans that reflect true Alzheimer's disease, and mercury is a contributor. That's not the case in most patients with Alzheimer's disease, but it is an important minority. That makes it crucial not to miss signs of mercury toxicity, especially since it is readily treatable. Readily treatable, that's the key word there. If your mercury, especially inorganic mercury, is high, it is helpful to have your amalgams removed by a biological dentist. We use American Biodental in Tijuana. That they are amazing. They do a really great job. We've talked about them in earlier episodes. They have a vitamin C IV that they give you to help with the anti-toxic effects that vitamin C provides. A person trained to remove the amalgams without exposing you to high levels of mercury in the process, which is what they are trained in, because when you remove mercury but don't know how to do it correctly, it actually exposes you to more mercury. So it is best to do this slowly, one or two at each appointment, so you don't want to take all your amalgams out at once, if you can help it, until they have all been removed. It's also important to remove the mercury from your system. One effective method developed by Quicksilver is gentler than heavy chelation. It uses pulse treatments that activate a gene called NRF2, helping your body eliminate mercury, lead, arsenic, iron, and other potentially toxic metals. If your ratio of copper to zinc, this is really important, if your ratio of copper to zinc is high, both should be about 100 micrograms per deciliter, and thus the ratio should be about 1, you should take steps to raise your zinc levels and lower your copper levels until the ratio falls below 1.3 to 1. Professor George Brewer, whose research was mentioned earlier, has shown that treating zinc deficiency and copper overload lead to cognitive improvement. He recommends the following: picolinate, 25 milligrams to 50 milligrams, but no more than 50 milligrams each day to boost your zinc levels. The antioxidant alpha-lipoic acid, ALA, 30 milligrams to 60 milligrams each day to prevent oxidative damage associated with increased copper. Vitamin C, 1 gram to 3 grams daily. Now, that you need to make sure that that is the entire vitamin C molecule, not just ascorbic acid, because that much ascorbic acid will cause extreme digestive issues and loose stools. So you need to make sure that you're taking the entire vitamin C molecule in your supplement. That's going to help chelate and remove copper. Pyridoxine, which is vitamin B6, 100 milligrams daily to enhance detoxification. Manganese, 15 milligrams to 30 milligrams each day to support antioxidant enzymatic effects. Stress reduction, which that's going to be yoga, exercise, meditation, things like that, and the avoidance of vitamins with high copper contents. Also check your inflammatory markers such as HSCRP, which are the C-reactive proteins. That's the specific homocysteine C-reactive proteins. And since chronic inflammation contributes to both high copper to zinc ratio and cognitive decline. So those are the basics that you need to know about heavy metals. Now, it's important with heavy metals to understand the fact that these are toxic substances, regardless of what your medical practitioner might be telling you. You need to make sure that you have those mercury amalgams removed. If you're unsure if they are mercury amalgams, it's better safe than sorry, so you should have those removed. And also, as an aside, we are still taking registrants for the Brain Builders web class, which starts September 7th. That is a Friday. It's going to be a series of consecutive Fridays, six Fridays total. So it's going to be 6 hours of brain supercharging, brain saving, brain building information. We're going to have the Cambridge Brain Sciences Institute is going to offer a free cognitive assessment to all attendees. And what that means is you're going to be able to go online and take their cognitive assessment test based on your particular condition that you're concerned about. If it's concussions, there's a series of tests that they're going to give you that will see what your risk of cognitive decline is, what your baseline is, and if you're worried that you've had PTSD, Alzheimer's, any of these other conditions, they have specific tests just for those conditions to be able to tell what your baseline is based on just hundreds of research studies. So it's very accurate, very important to get a baseline, because after you get a baseline, that's your starting point. Even if you've done some of these things in the past, this will be a really great way to find out where you're starting from. So it's kind of like if you're going to the gym and say that you want to, you know, for me personally, I was always trying to gain weight at the gym. And so you find a baseline, and for in that particular case, it's the how much you weigh. And so for me, when I, you know, first started out trying to gain weight, I weighed about 240 pounds and did a variety of different things like creatine monohydrate, amino acids, things like that to help boost the anabolic properties in my system to gain weight. And so I had the scale was the easiest way to determine if I was gaining weight or not, obviously. And having an objective way to measure if what I was doing was actually working, I got on the scale, I weighed 240 pounds, and at one point I found creatine, and within 6 weeks I had gained 30 pounds, and I used the scale to determine that, obviously. So it let me know, holy mackerel, this really works, and I've gained 30 pounds in 6 weeks, which was unheard of. I didn't, in my mind, I had no idea that that was even possible. So I went from 240 pounds, 270 pounds, and ultimately went all the way up to 296 pounds at my heaviest. And that was such an odd place to be in my life, because I had never been, I'd always been a defensive end. I was playing professional football, and I'd always been one of the lightest defensive ends. And now suddenly I was up in the upper levels of weight for defensive ends back then, and I didn't think that was even possible. And you know, it was in combination with some serious heavy powerlifting and things like that to make sure that I was building the proper muscle and taking in a ridiculous amount of calories every day. But then with the supplements, that combination really allowed me to reach my goal. So the point of all that is to tell you, when you have an objective way to measure exactly where you are, it's really important, because it tells you whatever you're doing is actually working. And that's what's so exciting about the Cambridge Brain Sciences, being able to do a cognitive assessment to see where you are cognitively, you know, brain processing. They use a variety of different puzzles, and they time you on different things that you're being able to see based on your vision and spatial arrangement and things like that. And the fact that you're able to do that, and there's a way to objectively measure that, and then after the 6 weeks of the course, you can take another cognitive assessment. Now, the second one, I'm going to be in talks with the Cambridge Brain Sciences to see if we can make the follow-up one complimentary. I'm not 100% sure on that, but even if you do have to pay for it, it's going to be like $12, $15, something like that. It's not anything crazy. But then you'll be able to actually see specifically, be like, okay, this is where I was before, and this is where I am now. And it will prove that the different things that we've done in the course have helped your brain function. I mean, I don't know. I mean, personally, that's just like groundbreaking, amazing stuff, because the ability to be able to measure that you are thinking better, doing better, and you wouldn't think, you're not able to memorize any of these tests because it's different every time. So it literally is going to be measuring your cognitive function the second time around. And as long as you are utilizing all the things that we're going to talk about in the Brain Builders course, you are going to be thinking faster, clearer, and that's just really, really exciting for me. That's one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to do this initial beta course, because the beta group gets all this 100% free. I mean, ultimately I'm going to charge for this course, but because you're in the beta group, you're going to get it 100% free. And it's just groundbreaking stuff, because we're going to be able to show you that this actually does work. If you are concerned that you have Alzheimer's, maybe you're concerned you have CTE from concussions back when you played contact sports, this is going to be able to say, hey, yeah, you might have had that, but regardless, you're still able to improve your cognitive function based on all the things we talk about in the course. So it's really, really exciting personally for me. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to take a cognitive assessment at the beginning and do it at the end as well, just to see how much progress I can make. And it's really exciting. We're going through on this journey together, and I'm just excited to be a part of it and honored that you are going to allow me into your lives to help not only your own cognitive function, but to help your caregivers, the people that are taking care of you. They're going to realize that you're actually getting better and are getting back to the person that you used to be. And that is vital for me. That's the whole purpose of this. So you can register at bit.ly/brainbuilders with an S, and there's also a link in the description for this show. All right. Thank you so much.